Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello everybody, it's me Roscoe and welcome to the latest Kings of Anglia FPL podcast sponsored by Stardust Spirits. Use the code KOA to get 20% off your next order. And we've got to apologise, it's been over a month since we last recorded one of these. Excuses, it's not many, but it's just been hard to record these because of days off and games coming thick and fast and midweek games and double weekends or weeks or whatever, AJ, I don't know what you call it. Double game weeks, that's what you call it. But yeah, as standards, I'm joined by good old Alex Jones, my friend. Come in. It's been a while, but we're here to bring you a lot of game weeks to discuss.
Yeah, we are. This wasn't helped by me just going off to Seville for a week a couple of weeks ago, which I think basically was the one kind of free week that we had probably to record this. And I just went away. I mean, I booked it off months in advance, but it didn't really help our planning of all of this. It's been quite a long time since we've done one of these. I think then that means this is the first ever, correct me if I'm wrong, Stardust Spirits FPL podcast. So big shout out to them. This is their first mention on this, which is really, really nice. Go check them out, as we've kind of plugged before. So much good bits, good stuff on there. We're looking forward to picking out our ones. I've already picked mine out, and I don't want to go into too much detail into what I've chosen because I think I need to build the suspense. I know the others are going to be picking theirs in the next few days or so to have a little taste of what they've got on offer. I was talking to Stu about this on the car journey back from Old Trafford last week, a week ago tomorrow that would have been when we came back from Old Trafford and we were picking ours out. So, yeah, plenty of good stuff on there. Go check them out. Brilliant guys over there with just a lot of really good stuff and really good deals. So go check them out. Welcome to the FPL podcast, Stardust Spirits.
Indeed. And, yeah, it's been welcome back to the podcast of KOA FPL because it's been so long. I hope you've missed us. We've missed bringing you this and giving you some updates on how we're doing. Obviously, look at the leaderboard and look ahead to game week 28. Which is mad to think, you know, the season's nearly done. I think there's only going to be 8 games left to go after, 10 games, 9 games, 9 games, 10 games. It doesn't matter. Well, maths, dear me.
38 games in a Premier League season.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I don't know why. I'm just going to move on from what just happened there. And yeah, we've got a lot of game weeks to get through. That's probably why my brain is frazzled right now, because there's so much we've got to catch up on. And some people will be thinking, it doesn't matter, Ross, doesn't matter. But no, we're here to catch up. And the most annoying thing is, the last game week we did was game week 23. And after that, I had one of my best game weeks, but obviously it was a double game week. So I think a lot of us got a lot of points. The highest points was 201. The average was 87. I got 122 points that game week, AJ. So it was pretty good. I think you had a good one as well.
I did. This was my triple captain week. So I was a little bit, I don't want to say annoyed. That's the wrong word. But I saw you get a really high score. You didn't triple captain, did you? You just played it really, really well. My triple captain pick was obviously Mo Salah. And for his couple of games, he got 87 points. So the fact that you weren't a million miles off that without it was pretty upsetting. I mean, it was him and the Chris Wood show there. 139 points, nicely above the average. Just lifted me a little bit, that one, which is what I needed, because now I think with where I am at the moment, top 100 is the minimum I expect for this season. If I can break back into the top 50, I'll be pretty happy with myself.
Obviously I had Salah, but I only captained him and got me 58 points, which is not too shabby. Chris Wood got me 17. Liam Delap got me 9 that week because of his goal against... Who was it against? Oh, it was against Southampton, wasn't it? Was it Southampton? Yeah, it was. Yeah, what's Southampton? Yeah. So even though we lost, I was like, oh, at least I got Liam Delap getting a goal and 9 points and all that. So,
yay.
And then, everyone else just, did all right. So that was it. Game week 25, I think it was another double game week, if I remember rightly. Was it?
It would have been for some teams, I think.
Yeah, some teams, obviously.
Got given one. I remember, I think this was the week where Liverpool had Aston Villa and Wolves, and I think there might have been a couple of other bits and pieces there. So, yeah, good opportunity to pick up some good points, especially from Liverpool assets.
Mm-hmm. I hope I haven't froze there because my screen just went boom. So can you see me?
Yeah, you went. I can see you moving. The screen just blacked out for like a split second there.
Honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you heard this from a previous podcast, but my laptop is just having a bit of a mare at the moment. It's just, I don't know. So I'm just not going to touch my laptop. I'm just going to use my phone to look at the game weeks and everything, and hopefully it doesn't do it again. So let's move on. Game week 25, though, was pretty poor for me. The average was 74, and I only got 72 points. The highest is 155. But, it wasn't actually, that bad. Chris Wood got 9 points. Delap got 8. Mo Salah got 40 for me because he was captain, obviously, scoring the goals. My bench is sort of the one where, Verbruggen, God's sake, the Brighton goalkeeper.
We'll give you that. VAR check approves that.
Yeah, he got 10 points on my bench. So I wish I started him. But Martinez got me 4. So it's I'd rather have the 10-pointer. But everyone else had a bit of a rubbish week for that one. So, 72. What did you get in game week 25?
85. Pretty happy with that one. So 11 above average. Essentially, Raya, Alexander-Arnold, Salah and Chris Wood. I think everyone else was pretty rubbish. But taking 40 points from Mo Salah, 13 from Alexander-Arnold and then 9 from Wood and 7 from Raya got me up there. So it was a couple of good weeks that. And at that point, I was starting to get back into nosebleed territory. I was really in a good position there. I kind of sustained for a little bit longer. And again, I'm now back into that position where you go above average, but unless you really smash the average, you're just going to fall, which is a bit annoying. But yeah, I was happy with that one.
So game week 26, the highest was 140. The average was 62. And I had a really good week, to be fair. 91 points, which I was pretty happy with. Obviously, Mo Salah captained with 28. Brian
Mbumo. I don't really like the pronunciation of that either. I always want to call him Mbumo. Yeah. But then I remember going to Brentford and I think they had it written as Mbumo on the thing. Mbumo. They had a little screen. It was just as the players were warming up, they had a pronunciation screen. Okay. I think I have a photo of it. I'll need to go back and check it again. But I don't really like the pronunciation of that one either. I might just stick with what I want to call him. Yeah. But he had a good week there.
Yeah, he was. That was the first time I brought him into my team. I was always debating about bringing him in because I know he was having a good season, but I was like, I've got to say it on the FPL pod. So I'm just going to call him Brentford's Brian. So there we go. He got me 14 points. Isak, 13. Now, this one, you can pronounce it different ways. I'm just saying Munoz. It's probably wrong. Crystal Palace fullback. It's wrong, but I'm going to take it. He got me 13 points.
No, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
I mean, Munoz. If you want to go into a full Spanish thing, you go, oh, it's Munoz. But come on, we're not going to overdo it here. I don't know if this is just an improvement on you. We'll see when we get to any Fulham fullbacks, I suppose.
A Tottenham player in this team, in my team on the bench, which I'm fuming about because I should have started him because Gordon got me only 20 points, but I should have started Kuvarseski.
No, we're not giving you that one.
No.
This would have been the Ipswich week game. Where... Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, so, fair enough.
So, I put him on my bench because of that. I went, he's playing against Ipswich. I don't want him to get points. And obviously, when he scored, I think, did he get an assist as well, potentially?
Yeah, I think he came off the bench and it was just a really good... Yeah.
He only scored once and obviously got 2 bonus points. So... But, he got me 9 points and should have started him. Because I also brought in Clivert that week as well. And Clivert got me 2 points because Bournemouth lost, I think. So, and everyone else had a bit of a... Canate got me 6. But, it was a good week. But I was a little bit fuming about Kuvarseski. Anyway.
No.
Game week 26 for you.
Game week 26 for me, average 62. I got 83, which I'm pretty, again, that's all right. I'll take that. Big point scorers, Hall, Alexander-Arnold in defence. Again, same as you, Salah and Brentford Brian, whatever we're calling them now. 28 and 14, respectively. Isak, 13, Wood, 5. I think the rest were blanks other than that. But overall, it added up quite nicely, which was good. 83, again, just keeping the head above water, isn't it? And given how bad things were kind of over December, January, that was quite nice and obviously takes us into the most recent weekend where, well, yeah, let's break it down.
Yeah, technically it was in the week, midweek, but I'll allow that.
Honestly, because the last kind of like 2 weeks have just been a total blur. The fact that it's been... And, you know, if Town get relegated, shouldn't be talking about this on this podcast, but if Town are to get relegated and they go back to having to go to like Hull and Preston on a Tuesday night, I'm going to have to go get back into kilter totally because I've been so thrown off by having a midweek at Man United and then a Monday night at Forest. It's totally, really not into the kind of the kilter of doing these late games, late trips back in the early hours of the morning and, I can't really remember what games have been played in the last 2 weeks or so. They've all blended into one.
They have. And luckily, this weekend is a 3 p.m. kickoff. Crystal Palace for Ipswich and obviously other teams. Obviously, there'll be other games in the Premier League because this is FPL. But yeah, obviously, we're looking at game week 27, which Ipswich Town obviously played against Manchester United and lost 3-2. And I had a bit of a shocker, to be honest, ladies and gentlemen. 52 points. The average was 53. So not good. The highest was 120. So they had a good game week. They actually had I can't believe say his name. We're playing his bloody team this weekend. The Chris Palace manager,
Oliver Glasner.
I don't know what I can say originally. He made him his assistant manager and got that 20 points. So I haven't used my assistant manager yet. I don't know when I'm going to do it. We'll talk about it later on. Actually, AJ, we'll talk about that going ahead. But 52 points, had an absolute shocker. Clivert, though, got me 10 points, so I'm pleased he's got me points in his second appearance for me. Mo Salah got 12 points, captained him, but did he do anything for Liverpool? I don't know if he did. Did he score? He got an assist in that Newcastle win and a clean sheet, so that's how he got the points.
Yeah.
But everyone else was rubbish, so I'm not even going to talk about them. Kanate obviously got a clean sheet and got 6 points. Munoz, whatever, he got 4 points just for an assist, and he had a card, though. So don't get yellow carded. But everyone else was rubbish. So Chris Wood only got 2 points. Kirk has on my bench got 4 points, but maybe I should have brought him in instead of maybe Anthony Gordon or Kuvaseski, whatever. Deary me. But yeah, game week 27, AJ, was rubbish for me. How was it for you?
All right. Above average, 4 points above average, which again, in the top 100 is basically dreadful, annoyingly. So I've dropped down a few places with that one. There was a bit of drama in the forward line, but we'll start with the defence and midfield. Raya for 6. I can't even remember who the player. They're Forrest in that game. The Boar 0-0 draw. And then the back line, Hall with a point in that one. We'll have to come on to him in a minute. And he's not the only issue that I've got in my team. Aina and Alexander-Arnold, 6 apiece. This was supposed to be, and I'm not sure whether it will be yet or not, Palmer's last kind of redemption chance in my team. He played Southampton at home and he didn't do anything. So there's a decision to be made here about whether I hold on or not. Again, another topic we'll come on to in a minute. Semenyo got 1, which was a bit of a shame. Captain Salah for 12 and Mbeumo 5. Morgan Rogers 7. The only reason that Morgan Rogers was on my team, he's actually on my bench and I was just so annoyed watching him. I think he scored in that game and I think he had another one disallowed and he was on my bench and I was just thinking, oh, it's going to be one of those game weeks. And then my forward line, I had Mateta for 8 and Wood for 2. I also had Isak in my team. Now, Isak was injured and didn't play. So Rogers, with his 7 points, came off my bench, came to the rescue. Funnily enough, I know Callum, regular listener and Town reporter, for the away games, he also had the same thing as well. And we were in the press box at Old Trafford and he was nudging me saying, you know, Isak's not in the team to play Liverpool. He's actually out of the squad. and that was a brilliant moment. Really happy with that. Unfortunately, that evening kind of went from bad to worse. But overall, yeah, not a lot to complain about there. 57 points. I'll take it.
I'm just trying to look, because Isaac's in my team, so I'm trying to think who came in for him. Just having a little look. Who came in for Isaac for me? I think it was Anthony Gordon who got 2 points. No, let me have a little look. So I didn't obviously haven't changed my team since then. I haven't touched it since the midweek games. So who came in for me? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, let me have a look at this. Oh, the one I can't pronounce, the Spurs player.
Kulusevski. No.
That's the one.
No.
Do you know what? I'm going to change him. He's going to go. I don't care if he gets points. I'm going to get rid of him because I just can't. For this, for the sake of FPL and for the sake of the listeners.
What did we call that podcast a few weeks ago? Was it Don't Prick Players? Now I can't talk. Don't Prick Players You Can't Pronounce.
Yeah. But there's some players I want to keep because they're good, because they get me points. But there was one game week I completely forgot about the deadline, even though when I got reminded in the chat we've got, obviously I didn't see the message, I don't think, until obviously. Or I think I saw the message and I went, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. And then obviously I then went, oh, bollocks, I missed it. Missed the deadline. Luckily, the deadline for this week, which we'll get onto, well, now we can actually, AJ, let's get onto it now, in terms of what changes we're looking to do. Because, yeah, deadline is 11 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, because there's Saturday games. So hopefully I won't forget Saturday morning, but I'm going to hopefully do it on Friday. I don't know what changes I'm going to do just yet, but there is some talking points. I'll start with mine quickly. Anthony Gordon obviously suspended for a bit, so I'm going to get rid of him straight away. I have done the punt in terms of getting rid of Cole Palmer because I think I got rid of him. Let me have a little look when I got rid of him. When did I get rid of him?
Just while you're on that, the Gordon suspension, by the way, for those of you who might have him and don't know about this, just in case you don't. So it's a straight red card. It's violent conduct. It's one of those where it looked a little bit soft as a red, but you're not getting that overturned. To be honest, it's kind of a high elbow catching I can't remember who they played, to be perfectly honest, but that was it was Brighton. It was in their cup game over the weekend. So those count in the league. He'll miss 2 Premier League games against West Ham and Brentford, and he'll also miss the Carabao Cup final against Liverpool as well. So it'll be 2 games in FPL terms.
Yeah, it says on here suspended until the 7th of April. So are we not?
But you've got to factor in. It sounds like a long time, yeah. It does. But you've got to factor in the international break as well, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was thinking, well, that's a lot. And then it just clicked in my mind, yeah, we've got international break this month.
And also that's going to be a blank weekend for Newcastle, because that's technically that game week is in 3 game weeks' time, if that makes sense. But for Newcastle, it won't be because their game, essentially, whatever, I don't even know what weekend that will be. What are we now? We're going into 28. So their game week 29 has been postponed because they're playing Liverpool at Wembley in the Carabao Cup final. So it all gets shifted along a little bit. He'll be back around the 7th of April, which feels like a long time in the future, but it's not massively in football terms.
No, but I'm going to get rid of him. So that was one of the main reasons, but also he's not, brought up many trees the last few weeks. I'm having a quick little look-see. He's not done that well in the last, 3 game weeks, especially. You know, he only got, 2 points in those 3 game weeks. So see you later, Anthony. You're out of my team. Everyone else, I don't know just yet. It's still early days for me. I haven't really thought it through. Obviously, got Munoz, who obviously will be taking on Ipswich. Do I bench him? Do I start him? Obviously, Nottingham Forest got Man City this weekend. Of course, got 2 Forest players and Ina and Chris Wood. So I don't know. Yeah, what are you thinking, AJ? I'm still, obviously, let me quickly look. How many transfers have I got? Yeah. I've actually got 2 transfers. So obviously, I ain't got my wild card anymore. Obviously, I've still got a triple captain to use. Do I use it for this weekend? Because Liverpool got Southampton and put it on Salah, potentially. So, yeah. Still early days in terms of my changes, but are you thinking anyway just yet? Obviously, you've got big ones.
There's a couple of slightly significant issues going into this week. We'll touch on the injuries first. So Lewis Hall was the first one. I'm just, my defence is okay, but for whatever reason, I'm just not really happy with it. I'm not feeling it. It's Hall, Aina and Alexander Arnold, and I'm just, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's a lack of defensive options at the moment, and there's no one that's really kind of standing out to me. Hall was a good one to have in there, especially with Newcastle going great guns. So to have him ruled out for the season, I think he's broken a bone in his foot. Sounds quite nasty. Anyway, that's a pretty big blow. So I need to have a rethink about that. The next one on top of that would be Mateta. Again, if you've been living under a rock and haven't seen the Mateta incident, he got his head taken off almost. It looked that way, felt that way in real time, by Millwall goalkeeper Liam Roberts in the cup over the weekend. It was a strong challenge, I think. A bit of a reckless one, and one that resulted in the red card in the end. But Mateta, thankfully, okay. But I don't know when we'll see him back. If it's a post-international break one, then I've got to think about potentially changing things around there. I'll be honest, he would have been in my team starting this weekend at home to Ipswich, but that's not going to be the case now, because I think that the earliest we'll see him will be that game before the break. And even then, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know what that game will be for Palace. It's a trip to Southampton, and this is where it's kind of playing into my mind. If he's fit and available, he's a player that you want there, and it's just kind of keeping an eye on what his situation is. And then I've also got the Cole Palmer one as well, thinking about what he could do. And again, I want to take him out. I'm thinking it's been too long now, and he's so expensive, and I know that I can spread that money out. But it's Leicester at home next, and Leicester are dreadful. They're really bad. They're really, really bad. I'd possibly go as far as saying, in terms of performances at the moment, I think they're the worst in the league. I think Southampton are playing better than them at the moment. That's where I'm at with it at the moment. So three potential issues. I have two transfers. I can make three transfers. So I could keep Palmer in, change the two injury ones, or I can play the wild card. And that is the one I've got left. And it's in my mind to do it. But do I leave Cole Palmer in? Because if I want to play the wild card, I essentially want to take Palmer out and spread the money around to different players to maximise what I'm using for all the transfers. But do I give Palmer another chance? Do I use the free transfers, keep him in, see how he does against Leicester, and then make that call? Some harder games after that Leicester one for Cole Palmer. He's got Arsenal, Tottenham, Brentford, Ipswich, Fulham, Everton, Liverpool, Newcastle, Man United and Nottingham Forest. Chelsea have a pretty daunting run in. All in all, between now and the end of the campaign, only three green fixtures, and he just hasn't done a lot. His last return was it the West Ham game? He got an assist. I don't even know the last time he would have scored. It looks like Bournemouth in a 2-2 draw. That was 14th of January. We're now in March. For someone of his money, his price tag, it's a little bit of an issue for me. So those are the areas I need to have a look at, but definitely Lewis Hall's going to have to come out. Mateta's probably going to be joining him, and then it's just a decision on Palmer and whether I play that wild card this weekend or hold it a little bit longer.
Yeah, Chelsea's an interesting one because they've got a few good players who have got, like this game week, obviously Chelsea had a good result. Like Colwell got 14 points, Cucurella got 15. Nailed it, Cucurella?
I'll give you that. It's one of those where you kind of, if we're not going to go into those kind of pedantic Spanish pronunciations, just us doing our really thick accents and stuff.
We'll give you Suffolk boy and me. That'll do. So I was going to just ask you: is there any players in your mind that are like coming out of nowhere in terms of getting points? Like Danny Welbeck got 7 points. Danny Welbeck I had in my team originally, but I may maybe look at some Brighton players potentially. So I'm just having a little look at my team and it's sort of mixed with everyone. I've got a Brighton goalkeeper. Obviously, I've got Forest players. I've got two Forest players, two Liverpool players, one Brentford player, one Palace player, one Bournemouth, one Ipswich, obviously. I've got two Bournemouth. Scrap that. One Fulham, one Spurs, two Newcastle at the moment, one Aston Villa. So is there any teams I should be having maybe? Any players from those teams who are, you know, maybe in four? Like Everton, obviously, are doing okay now.
Yeah.
So do you bring maybe Everton player in, which at the start of the season, no chance. Obviously, I had Michael Keane back in the day. But maybe looking at maybe an Everton player. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the one bit that I planned out, I should actually tell the story. I kind of forgot about it. So I was watching the Millwall Palace game, or Palace Millwall rather, over the weekend, and I saw the challenge and feels a bit bad to say, I immediately went and checked my FPL after he was getting stretched off the pitch. Not quite, but I had a little think about it. And as that game was coming to an end and the early kickoff was ending, I was trying to think, what could I do with Mateta? If he was the change that I want to make this week, what would I do? And I thought, yeah, this is it. Mateus Cunha, great form. He's the pick. What does he go and do? He goes and assaults a Bournemouth player and gets a three-match ban. So he's going to be out till after the international break as well, which totally scuppered everything. So that was fun. In terms of...
Good for Ipswich.
Yeah, good for Ipswich, of course. Again, we'll see if... I really think total side note onto it. The FA really needs to. He's already had a ban. If you're giving him another one, why is it only a three-match ban? Should be four. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that one, but it looks like it'll be a three-match ban as things stand. Players that interest me at the moment, João Pedro is one. He's had a good return, and I think Brighton in general are turning a bit of a corner. So that'll be one way of looking at it. Everton are interesting. I mean, the player who's kind of, well, who's leading the line there and had a good return up until the last game week, it's been Beto. There was a terrible bit of commentary, I think, it would have been on BT last week when they played Brentford, and he missed quite a sitter, and the commentator said Beto couldn't find the netto. And that just, oh my God, that is like the kind of absolute disaster I would come out with. But before that, going into that game week, he had 13 against Leicester, 8 against Liverpool, 8 against Palace, and 6 against Man United. So that's a really good return there for someone who's kind of come out of nowhere. Everton's fixtures, do get harder, but the next two are Wolves away and West Ham at home. So again, possibly something in that. That was kind of how I was looking at the forward line. We'll have a little look at the midfielders. Again, harder to kind of pick ones out here. I like Morgan Gibbs-White, potentially. He's had a couple of games. He kind of blows hot and cold, is what I found, is that he had a 16.
I did have him in my team for a bit. I did have him in my team, I think. And then I took him out, and I think he had a good game week. But yeah, had him in for like a few game weeks and did all right. And then he had standard FPL curse. You get rid of a player, he then goes and scores a hat-trick or something. So he's another one.
He got 16 against Brighton in that 7-0 win. And then even in defeats, got 5 points against Fulham and Newcastle, obviously blanked against Arsenal. Other than the Man City game coming up, Forest's run in general looks pretty kind, I'd say. Go to Ipswich, host Manchester United, Villa, Everton, Tottenham. They kind of got Palace and Leicester and a couple of others in that run in there as well. Midfield, again, I'm just not enamoured by a lot of the options. They're just not wonderful. Brighton are probably an interesting team, given how they're performing at the moment. I've been quite impressed by them. Mitoma, maybe. He's got a yellow warning for a knee injury, so maybe one to keep an eye on. Barry Eze, another one. But again, I feel like his returns aren't maybe warranting what he's doing. And then defensively, Munoz, to be honest, the one that you've got is a standout because he gets so far up the pitch. So he's getting those assists, and when Palace are keeping clean sheets, he's getting a really good return, only at 5 million. There's no kind of major teams, I'd say, that stand out. I'd say Brighton are maybe the one for me, where I just think that they're starting to find their feet a little bit after a real rough patch, and I'd be interested to see where they go from here. I'm just going to have a look at their run of games. Yeah, kind of hit and miss. Fulham, City, Villa, Palace, Leicester, Brentford. So I think there's enough in there to suggest that they'll get some good returns. And that's probably the one that I'd look at. Well, maybe a couple of teams have more of a wobble. I'm going to be keeping an eye on Bournemouth as well, see how they go in the next few weeks. But yeah, if you ask me for a team where you'd want to look at assets, I think Brighton would be the one at the moment.
Yeah, I've got the goalkeeper and I may bring another one in. So yeah, game week 28, obviously loads of games. Well, your standard, all the Premier League teams are playing, so obviously. Obviously Nottingham Forest, Man City, the start of the weekend, the lunchtime kickoff. There's also an 8 p.m. kickoff on Saturday, Wolves Everton, which is what it is. Obviously Town, 3 p.m. kickoff with Palace. There's three Sunday games. Obviously, Man United Arsenal is the final game of that weekend, and obviously West Ham Newcastle on Monday
night. Yeah,
so that'll be interesting. So we're back for FPL, you know, that week. We'll make sure we do record.
We will be back. We will be back
on hopefully on a regular basis now, because obviously there's not many games left to go. So we should be back most weeks. And let's take a look at the leaderboard, because it's been a while, and I'm not liking the leaderboard, to be honest, because I'm 103rd in the table. At one stage, I was up to 70th or something mad. And I was like, oh my God, here I go. But yeah, not even the top 100 anymore. I'm just 103. So it is what it is. Where are you, AJ, in the leaderboard?
83rd, down to 83rd. At the moment, I've been a bit higher. I think I've got up to kind of, I think at the peak of my powers, I was around the 50s again after that triple captain. Had another good game week after that. But again, it's just been a few weeks where I've been above average, but only just above average. And as I keep saying, when you're in that kind of top 100, it's just not good enough, annoyingly. So drop down a little bit. Again, you look at like the teams around and you can see why there's a team that's just a point beneath where I am. Gross misconduct, as in Pascal Gross. Jack Glennon, who's got 78 points, which is loads more than I've got. So that's why he's going up the leaderboard. You need to have that kind of gap to be able to do that. So that's going to be the interesting one there. Actually, just clocked onto something as well, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. You go through the leaderboard, and I've clocked that there's a special talking point that I'm going to bring up after this.
Okay, good. It's not about Stuart Heathie above us.
No. It's nothing to do with the leaderboard. Just so you know, I've not raised this with Ross. I've literally just clocked this as we're recording.
I now know. But we'll do that in a short while, because that's a good talking point, definitely. But yeah, James Willetton is still top of the leaderboard. I think he's been there for a while now. But Roberto Teller is second. Moved up to second, but there's a gap between James, who's leading the way. Let me get my maths quickly here. Oh dear, 36 points ahead. So that's big, isn't it, AJ? I don't know if anybody's going to catch him at this. But he has had a really bad week, James, and then someone have an unbelievable week, because there's a gap.
I think now. I'm not 100% sure if he keeps this up. 100%, you look at what he's been doing again. This has been helped with the assistant manager chip as well, where he's had, he had slots there, and then he's gone to Arteta and then to Graham Potter. You can change your assistant when you play the chip. Okay. You don't like choose a manager and that's it. You just choose managers for that kind of run. So, he's benefited from that, but he won't always benefit from that. That is going to run out. No. How long has he had that for? That'll run out after this coming game week. So we'll have one more with the assistant managership. And there'll be a lot of teams beneath him who will still have that to play. I think we both have that still to play, for example. So who knows? We can still search to the top of the leaderboard. But that's going to be a big help. I wouldn't say it's an insurmountable lead, so let's put it that way.
Yeah. Just having to see if there's any new names in this list. I know Ron Connor has been up there a lot this year. I think he was actually top at one stage. David Walker is a new guy, I think. One game at a time. Yes, David. Who else is new? Peter Harris, take it or leave it, like that. Sam Dixie, top of the clops, he's 12th. Just have a little look at any other new names in this top. I think Cole Burnside, Burnie Boys, definitely a new name in this list. But I'm just going to take a look who had a really good game week, AJ. Stephen Plum, Tractor Boys, 80 points for him. Who, anybody else got good, really good game week? Because it was a pretty... Like, in the top 10, it's pretty average. No one really got that many great points, really. Like, Jack Plum only got 51 points, so he didn't even get the average. And he's fifth, so really bad game week for him in terms of his, you know, normal record. Vinny Thomas as well only got 51 points. Tom Harrod, is ninth, and he only got 47 points. So really bad game week. Luke Boddy, he's been up there a lot this year, only 50 points for him. Phil Glaze, 41 points, so there's actually a really bad game week for a lot of our top 50 people. So you probably have to scroll down to see like high numbers for the ones who maybe come up. But I think 80 is the biggest scoreline I've seen so far. It's a pretty bad week for the Cowboy Army, actually. It's not many big numbers.
I don't think there are in general, though. Like when I've looked at some of the other leagues that I'm in, I mean, one of them here, the highest is 62. Again, another one, highest is 62. Someone was 70 and one of the other one. That's a NewsQuest league. Well,
ooh, 91 the someone's got.
70. Like, yeah, there's the odd people that are doing really well, but I think the average in general, as you can see by the fact that the average is 53 from across everyone, I think it is not the highest scoring game week by any means. So if you're scoring anywhere over probably 60, 65, I'd say that's a really good game week for this one.
Yeah, someone got 91, which is George. But I lost you, George. Where are you, George? George Pennell, the McKenna effect. 180th he's gone up. So that's obviously a good game week. Once again, I don't know if he'll ever get to the top 100. I'm not saying you can't, George, but you know, it's a lot of numbers to get through.
More game weeks like that, and you give yourself every chance.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But yeah, talking point. If you, when you're on your looking at a leaderboard, if you go across Cup, is that what you're thinking, AJ?
Ah, yes, it is. Ipswich Town are out of the FA Cup, unfortunately. Lost to Nottingham Forest on Monday. However, for those in the KOA League, the Cup is just going to begin. I believe that this will be for everyone the first round of the Cup. I hadn't even clocked that. I'm very lucky that I checked that today, because otherwise I would have totally missed it. Welcome to the round of 2048. That is ridiculous. That is how many, well, not how many teams, but it's a complex. Yeah, there's a lot of teams because we don't have an amount where everyone can face a team, if that makes sense. There are some buys, so there are some teams who are going to go straight through. I'd imagine that, I'm not sure if that's done by random or if it's kind of done by like the top teams in the league, but I've got a buy. Have you got a buy in this one? Yeah, so there you go. If you're in the league, check how you've done and see if you've got a buy. Maybe you've been drawn against someone, but this is the beginning of it. In terms of how this works, every week, well, not every week if you get knocked out, but you will be drawn against a certain team in the league, and you have to ensure that you are getting a higher score in that game week than the team you come up against. So if I'm drawn against Ross, which would be really funny, then whoever of us two gets the highest score would progress in the cup, and that will keep going and keep going until we get to the last game week, and then someone wins the KOA Cup, which will be really cool. Maybe we'll have to give them a little trophy or something like that. So there you go. Keep your eyes out on that one. See who you've drawn. I assume that there are going to be people out there who are drawn against someone in this round. We'll be back, obviously, next week to see who's gone through. I don't know if we'll be able to actually see who's gone through, but I think we will then next week. I hope so. It'd be nice. But we will be able to see who we have drawn next week, because we haven't got draws, but we will. And we'll be able to talk up our big games, talk down to our opponents. I'm really looking forward to this one. So we'll bring you updates on that one in the next few weeks. Hopefully at least one of us two, or at least one of the four kings, can have a really good run in the KOA Cup. Maybe someone who isn't as focused on the league might be able to have a nice run and qualify for Europe through the Cup. Earn some Mark Heath silverware, hey? We'll have to wait and see. But I like this a lot. Really looking forward to it. Let's keep an eye on it. From this weekend, it looks like it's going to all kick off.
Yeah, one of us could be heading to Wembley. It's just sound not going to Wembley, but maybe one of us going to Wembley to face just one.
Stand there on our own, like empty stadium, full suit up, looking out. Yeah, I love it.
Like, nice little extra thing to add to, FPL, the cup. So, obviously, this is the longest I've ever done FPL, I think, in my history of playing FPL. So, I'm pretty pleased about it. And now this is an opportunity to see the cup. And, yeah, I hope we do face each other. What if we face each other in the final, AJ? We have to live stream it.
I feel like we're probably not good enough at this game to get that far. My record in the cup in general, I seem to have really good seasons in the league. And in the cup, I usually go out after like two rounds. So we'll wait and see. There is like an overall cup as well where, so for example, if you go on to your overall ranking, I don't know if you've checked this before. If you go on to the general leagues bit on your main page, you go down to overall where you'll have your overall ranking. I'm 515,900 of everyone. And if you go on to there, you can go on to the cup. I got knocked out in my second week of the cup. So that was not great. I don't know if you can see how you've done on that one.
I don't know. I got beaten in the round of whatever in game week 16, but then game week. So yeah, I got a buy. Yeah. So I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. So
I got a buy in the first round, and then in the second round, I got beaten 48-50. So I crashed out in that same week as well. Hopefully, in the KOA league, we can go a little bit better. But there you go. If you've kind of forgotten about the, if you've forgotten about the cups, go and check how you've done and some of the other ones. That was back quite a while ago, and there'll be some other ones. There was an Ipswich Cup as well. If you're in the Ipswich league, where I got through a couple of, I got right through three rounds in that one, and then ended
up losing. Got knocked out the first round. Jerry Kidd. First round. Got Leeds United. As his name, so Jerry, get out of our league.
I got knocked out in game week 25 by Alexa Miyakovic, 85-97. Ouch! So there you go. Go check your leagues out, go check your cups out in there.
Oh,
pardon me.
Oh, could you say Alexa?
Don't you start? Oh, yeah. Don't we had a power cut the other day, and I haven't been able to connect it back to the Wi-Fi, so she's just chatting nonsense.
Is that on that note, AJ, what was it? No, I can't. No, I think you're imagining it.
Wow, I really this has been a long pod. Let's wrap it up, shall we?
Yes, yeah. It's been a pleasure to bring you another KOA FPL pod. Hopefully you've missed us, and hopefully we're back next week to look back at game week 28, ladies and gentlemen, and the cup to see who's progressed and who we draw with. As ever, for the first time, we can plug our sponsor, Stardust Spirits, for FPL podcast. Use the code KOA to get 20% off your next order. Hope you have a good game week, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.